有一件事情，刚才这个Michael 弟兄没有讲，就是这个地方的设备啊，跟这个饭食相当好。
One thing that Michael did not mention is my understanding is that this facility has really good accommodation and a really good food.
我们有年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们曾经去参加他们的这个退休会，回来以后是赞不绝口。
Our youth group had participated in a retreat at that location before, and everyone comes back with rave reviews.
正好那一次是一个什么节日，他们的饭食是龙虾。
I think it happened to be some kind of a holiday celebration, and their meal was lobster.
所以你就可以想见，他们不是说是随便给你的 hamburger 这样的，不是这个样子的。
So you can imagine that they don't just serve you, they don't just serve you simple hamburgers and such.
他们的饭厅好过一般的这个餐厅。
I think their mess hall is actually better than most restaurants you would go to.
住的地方也很好。
The living accommodation is also very good, very comfortable.
假如你能够分到他们那所谓的 apartment, 你可以一家都住在里面。
If you get a lot of what they call apartment arrangements, your whole entire family can be living in the same place.
里面这个装饰的很漂亮。
And they have very good decoration.
我曾经去看过他们那个房这个学校。
I visited the facilities.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹们不要为了住吃就不去参加退休会。
So I hope that brothers and sisters will not avoid the retreat because of concerns with food or your sleep.
我也勉励弟兄姊妹们不要说是我只有睡自己的床才睡得着。
I also want to encourage brothers and sisters, don't say to yourself, I can only sleep on my own bed.
假如说是你连这一点都不愿意为神牺牲，你还谈什么爱神？
If you can't even sacrifice this little thing of sleep for God, how can you speak of any other type of sacrifice you can make for God? And we'll talk about loving God.
我不是在这里说是这个用一个大头在这里跟弟兄姊妹们讲。我觉得我们爱神是用从任何的地方都要开始。
I'm not trying to be lofty. But I want to let brothers and sisters know that when we say we love God, we should love God in all things, big or small.
你准时来聚会也是因为你爱神的缘故。
If you are on time for the service, that's because you love God.
今天许多人认为，哎呀，聚会有什么要紧？迟来一点算不了什么嘛。
A lot of people today think, well, what's the big deal about being on time for the worship service? So what if I show up a little later?
但是问题就是从这一点上就表示你对神没有任何的敬重。
The problem is, through this, even though it might be a minor behavior, but it shows that you do not respect or honor God at the level that he needs to be respected.
我们基督徒是要在凡事上都要注意我们的生活。
As Christians, we ought to be careful about the way we live in all respects.
因为我们口号就是我们活在这里是为神活的。
Because the slogan we say is we live here for God.
你为神活，到退休会去的时候，我喜欢家里的床。你跟神可以这样讲吗？
If you say on the one hand, I live for God, but on the other hand, you said I can't go to the retreat because I have to sleep on my own bed, how can you really say that you live for God?
神问你，假如有一天我送你上战场，你肯去吗？
If one day God says I will send you to the battleground, would you answer that call?
我也许我讲的有点这个弟兄姊妹们觉得，哎呀，怎么用这么大的这个事情呢，在讲这件事，任何的小事，神都看在眼里。
Maybe some of you would say, "Well, elder, you're using such heavy word for this little insignificant things." But the fact is, brothers and sisters, God looks at our lives and He pays attention to the details of our lives.
我们刚才黄弟兄讲啊，就是这个你只要知道朱长老的生平呢，你就到这儿来听。
Michael mentioned earlier, if you want to know a bit about Elder Chu's life and his experiences, then you come to the retreat.
我不是讲我的生活,
I will not be talking about my life.
我要讲一个我所认识的人的生活,
but I will be sharing about the life of someone that I know.
所以希望弟兄姊妹们来参加,
and so I hope brothers and sisters will come.
我相信弟兄姊妹们一定
I am certain that brothers and sisters will be edified.
今天我想要结束提多书。
Today I would like to conclude the book of Titus.
请大家翻到提多书第三章。
Please turn your Bibles to Titus chapter 3.
我要读12节到15节，最后这几节。 verses 12 through 15。我打发亚提马或是推基谷到你那里去的时候，你要赶紧往尼哥波利去见我，因为我已经定意在那里过冬。你要赶紧给律师希腊和亚波罗送行，叫他们没有缺乏，并且我们的人要学习正经事业。 预备所需用的，免得不结果子。同我在一处的人都问你安，请代问那些因有信心爱我们的人安。愿恩惠常与你们众人同在。As
soon as I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, because I have decided to winter there. Do everything you can to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way, and see that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to develop themselves to doing what is good in order that they may provide for daily necessities and not live unproductive lives. Everyone with me sends you greetings. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Let us pray.
天父，谢谢你把这本圣经留给我们。
Father, we thank you for giving us this book of the Bible.
这本书里面所讲的每一句都是造就儿女的。
Every word that is contained in this book is for our benefit.
求主今天也同样的用你的话来造就我们这些软弱的孩子。
Today, once again, may you use your words to nourish and to strengthen those of us who belong to you yet who are weak.
愿圣灵光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我以前跟弟兄姊妹讲过，提多书从头到尾都是讲教会。
I mentioned to brothers and sisters before that the entire book of Titus speaks of the church.
特别注重教会里面 信徒中间的各种关系。
There is a special emphasis on the relationship and the interactions between the believers in the church.
第一章他讲到信徒跟教会的主的关系。
Chapter 1 speaks of the relationship of the church and its Lord.
用教会的领导做一个例子。
Using the leaders of the church as an example.
长老们应该要具备什么样子的身份?
How should the elders live their lives?
有什么样子的条件?
What are their requirements?
那第二章就讲到信徒彼此之间的关系。
Chapter 2 then discusses the relationship and interactions between the believers.
那么第三章,我们现在所在的第三章的上半章, 第一节到第十一节就讲信徒跟不信主的群体以及假师父跟那些分门结党的人的关系。
Chapter 3, the first part of it, then describes the relationship that the church should have or the believers should have with the world or at people outside of the church or those who are false teachers or people who in the church but they are forming factions and dissensions.
那么今天我们所读的 这个下半章12节到15节就讲到教会里头首领之间的关系。
This last part of chapter 3, which we will study today, describes a relationship the leaders ought to have among themselves within the church.
在12-13节保罗讲到同工的几个肢体。
In verses 12 and 13, Paul mentions a few names of the co-workers within the church.
他特别啊，就是讲到亚提马、推基古等等。
He mentions the names of Artemis and Tychicus and so on.
那么在12节里头，他要提多到尼哥波列去。
In verse 12, he instructs Titus to go to Nicopolis.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们在读经的时候习惯不习惯看地图。
I'm not sure if brothers and sisters have the habit of referencing maps when you study the scripture.
我很喜欢看地图。
I love looking at maps.
所以我的太太常常跟我讲，你知道路是因为你成天的看地图。
And my wife has commented to me before saying, you know how to get to places because you're looking at maps all the time.
她说我是用 GPS.
She says, I use GPS.
我说啊，我说我这个地图比 GPS 好。
I said, my maps are better than the GPS.
好几次，她 GPS 到不了的地方，我的地图到得了。
There are many instances where her GPS cannot send her to the right place and my map tells me the right path.
有一次她从外面回来，她说这个 GPS 真是有问题。
One time she came home and she says, this GPS has a problem.
因为她看了 GPS 到一个地方在那兜圈子。
Because she arrived at a place and the GPS keeps sending her, in circles.
那请你们不要误解，说是朱长老是上个世纪的人，从来没有看过 GPS.
So don't you consider that Elder Chu is a dinosaur who doesn't know what a GPS is.
我还没有 dinosaur 那么老，你要 dinosaur 要回去几千年至少。
Maybe not as old as a dinosaur.
不过相当老就是。
But anyways, fairly old.
这个地图啊是必须要读的。
We need to know how to read a map.
你不读地图，你看到那些地理啊，你根本不知道是东西南北。
If you do not study the map, when you try to understand geography, you will not know where the directions are. Where is north, south, east, west?
我希望弟兄姊妹们有一个习惯，就是到了美国，脑子里头就有一个美国地图。
I hope brothers and sisters do have a habit. Since you live in America, you should have a map of America familiar to you.
你住在北京，你脑子里头应该有一个北京的地图。
If you live in Beijing, you should have a map of Beijing in your mind.
你住在洛杉矶，你脑子里头就要有一个洛杉矶的地图。
Since you live in Los Angeles, you should have the map of Los Angeles, in your mind.
有的时候我问人家，我说你住洛杉矶什么地方？我也不晓得。
Sometimes I ask someone, you live in Los Angeles? Los Angeles where? And they said, I have no idea.
我说到底你在洛杉矶的东边、西边、南边、北边。
So I said, are you north of Los Angeles, east of Los Angeles, or south or west?
他说大概在哪里。
They said, maybe it's around here.
这是很可怕的。
That's very dangerous.
有一次我的小儿子他不住在洛杉矶，他回来参加一个朋友的婚礼。
One time, my younger son, who does not live in Los Angeles, came here to, attend a wedding of a friend.
他只听到说是他们这个婚礼啊，在一个海边上 ,4th Street, 说是。
All the information he has is the wedding will take place by the beach, somewhere close to 4th Street.
他以为洛杉矶只有一条 4th Street。
So he thinks that there, Los Angeles has only one 4th Street.
但是他知道我的家往海边走是要往西边走的。
But he knows that from my house, you go west towards the ocean,
towards
the beach.
所以那一天下午他就跟两三个朋友开了车子就往西边直往海边奔。
So that afternoon, with a few of his friends, they got in the car and he started driving west towards the beach.
他走到 Monterey Park 附近啊，车子没有油了。
And they arrived, they went by Monterey Park, and the car was out of gas.
他突然看到有一条街, 4th Street.
Suddenly he saw a street. It's 4th Street.
哦, 他说真是好的, 已经到了。
He said, that's great, we're almost there.
所以马上到加油站去加油。
So he went to the gas station, filled up the car.
他说请问这个第四街怎么去啊?
And so he says, how do I get to 4th Street?
这个加油站的人很聪明。
And the gas station attendant was very smart.
哪一个第四街?
He says, which 4th Street?
他说我以为就是第四街。
He says, I thought there is just the 4th Street.
他说能不能请你告诉我你到第四街什么地方去?
And so he says, well, where do you want to go off of 4th Street?
那么他就把他所能够知道关于他要去的第四街的事情就形容给这个加油站的人听。
So he describes all that he knows about this location he's going to on 4th Street to the gas station attendant.
这个加油站的这个主人呢是个日本人。
The owner of the gas station is Japanese.
Oh! 4th Street, you are far. 你听懂了没有? You are far. 你离那里远得很啊。他说,你要去的世界离你远得很。所以你不读地图,你就不知道你在什么地方。So
if you do not have a map in your mind, you will not know where you are at.
你在几十里外,以为就已经到了。You
may be... You may be far away from your destination, but you think that you're close.
所以直到今天, 我常常跟我的小儿子开玩笑, 我说, you are far.
And so today, I often joke with my younger son, I tell him, you are far.
糊里糊涂的这个叫做,
because really, you're just being foolish.
你把事情看得太简单了。
You see something and you think that it's simple, it's easy.
所以弟兄姊妹, 要读地图,
So, brother and sister, you need to know the maps.
讲到圣经里的什么地方, 你就脑子里的马上就知道在什么地方。
If you read the scripture and the scripture mentions some locations, you should immediately have the map of the location.
圣经的地图很简单。
Maps in the Bible actually are very easy to know.
旧约里面的地图几乎都在这个中东这里。
The map for the Old Testament often revolve around the Middle East.
然后到了这个保罗书信这里，新约里头也最多西边，直到了西班牙。And
so during the New Testament time, the furthest you might go to from Paul's missionary journeys, it goes as west as far as only to Spain.
他的书信里头这里所写的。 只不过在中东那一点点，在这个欧洲一点点的地区。
And so the regions that often is described and in this epistle is a small region in the Middle East and also a small portion of Europe.
尼哥波利是在这个今天属于亚提亚或者希腊半岛的西岸的一个小城。
Nicopolis is a city, it's a very small city that is on the west shore of the Greek peninsula.
所以你假如说是去看这个今天这个希腊半岛的地图的话，你就会发现希腊半岛分成两部分，一个上部分，一个下部分。哥林多就是在中间，这个往上走靠近西岸的话，就有一个城。
If you look at the map of Greece today, you know Greece is a peninsula, and the city of Corinth is right there in the center part of Greece. If you start from there and you go north along the west shore, you will see the town or the city named Nicopolis.
这个尼哥波利这个地方大概是一个气温比较温和的。
Nicopolis is a city which has a very temperate climate.
所以 保罗要选择那个地方做他过冬的地方。
And because of that, Paul chosen that location as the place to winter.
那么他已经打发了亚提马或者说推基谷两个人来接替提多在 克里底岛上的事工。
He is planning to send either Artemis or Tychicus to Titus, who is working on the island of Crete, and he is sending them to replace Titus for his ministry.
教会的历史记载，保罗后来就在这个黎哥波利再一次被罗马的政府抓起来。
According to the church tradition, that it is here in Nicopolis where Paul was again arrested by the Roman Empire and sent to prison.
他就被送回到罗马的监狱，不久就在那个地方殉道。
He was again sent back to Rome and was in prison, and not long after, he martyred for his faith.
对于亚提马，我们可以说在圣经上找不到关于这个人的历史。
Regarding Artemis, we can find nothing in the scripture as to who this person is, or any of his history.
至于推基古，他是保罗一个很得力的帮手。
However, for Tychicus, we know that he is actually a very, he is a very reliable and dependable helper and a co-worker of Paul.
我们可以在前面哥罗西书那里看到关于这个推基古的事情。
We can see some events regarding Tychicus in the book of Colossians.
在哥罗西书第四章第七、第八两节。
Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
他对哥罗西的人讲，有我亲爱的兄弟推基古，要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人，我特地打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
Verses 7 and 8. Paul speaking to the Colossians, Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts.
在第十三节，他拜托提多，他说你离开克里底岛之前，你要替我做两件事。
In verse 13, Paul tells Titus that before you leave Crete, there are two things I want you to do.
第一件事，你就是要为律师希腊跟亚波罗送行。
First, he says, to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos, and send them on their way.
让他们没有任何的缺乏。
And see to it that they would have everything they need.
弟兄姊妹，这个是肢体，教会肢体之间，特别在同工之间应该有的一种互助。
Brothers and sisters, this is a mutual assistance that should be always offered.To the co-workers within the body of Christ.
我们在读圣经的时候，我们要了解，我们所读的这个一切的记载都是两千年以前的事情。
We should remember that everything that we're reading here in the scripture occurred 2,000 years ago.
你不能够把圣经里的所有的一切记载的东西都用今天的这个社会、今天的这个文化的这种标准。
And so when we look at the scripture, we cannot interpret it always with the culture and the means in which we understand our society today and apply it to the scripture.
今天的社会跟两千年前的社会是差距很大。
The composition of our society today is very different and far different from the society here described 2,000 years ago.
假如我们在今天教会里的做事，要每一件事都要仿效2000年前的这个教会，常常会发生差异。
If, as a church today, a modern day church, we try to do everything, exactly the same as how the churches functioned 2,000 years ago, we will find it very difficult.
在那个时候，罗马的政府没有什么说是 对啊这个有需要的人有特别的帮助的。
Back then, the Roman Empire, the Roman government is not known to provide any forms of assistance to those who are in need.
那像在今天的美国，你几乎可以没有任何的收入都可以过活。
But today, here in the United States, if you have no income, you can still live.
假如你不相信的话，你可以现在跑到 downtown LA 装疯睡在路上，你看看怎么办。
If you don't believe it, you can go to the streets of LA and sleep on the street and pretend you're insane and see if you can live that way.
政府、警察跟那个办慈善事业的人马上就来找你。
The government, the police, and those who are in, charity will come and provide assistance to you.
你知道吗？在 LA downtown 有一个，他们是这个基督图他们办的，他在那个地方啊，这个供应没有饭吃的人，没有地方住的人，供应他们住的地方，供应他们三餐。
There's a Christian organization and a charity in downtown LA that provides food, that provides meal, and also provides a place to sleep for anyone who cannot have food or have a place to sleep on their own.
只有一个条件。
There's only one requirement.
你住在这里，住吃都不要钱。
You can stay here, you can eat and sleep for free.
唯一你要答应的一件事，就是你要听福音。
There is only one requirement, and to get all these benefits is that you need to listen to the gospel.
你知道吧？在城里有好多那个睡在街上的人，死也不肯到 mission 去。
You know that legions of people who are sleeping on the streets still refuse to go to this place because they don't want to hear the gospel.
到了那种最冷的天气啊，外面冷的这个他已经受不了了，在那儿颤抖。你看讲的是那个地方又温暖又有这个饭吃。
Even during the nights where it is freezing, and they are cold and they're shivering.And you tell them, look at this place. This place has food and it's warm and it's comfortable. Why don't you go there?
他们不要去。
They refuse.
原因就是我不要听福音。
And the reason is I don't want to have to listen to preaching.
不，我之所以要讲的弟兄姊妹就是你在今天的这个社会，你假如说是有需要的话，就由政府还有一些这个专门这个喜欢做慈善事业的人会来帮你的忙。
The point I'm making here is that today in our society, if you have true needs, that there will be governmental agencies or charities that will lend their hand for assistance.
你身体不好，有病，马上，你躺在街上，他马上把你送到医院去检查。
If you are sick or you have an illness, if you're lying down on the street, someone will come and send you to the hospital, and doctors will come and examine you.
在保罗那个时候没有这个。
During the time of Paul, there isn't such things.
没有什么所谓社会的福利啊。
There's no such thing as social welfare.
也没有什么慈善的机构啊。
There's no such things as charities.
所以教会里面人的需要都是要靠教会的弟兄姊妹来帮助他。
And so the needs of the people in the church must be filled by the fellow believers in the church.
是保罗他在外面宣教的时候，他还负责另外一个使命。
So while Paul is on the mission to evangelize, there is another calling or responsibility that he handles.
在那个时候，这个巴勒斯坦附近有很大的灾荒。
During that time in the Palestinian regions, there was a great famine.
当时的基督徒都是聚集在教会里头。
At that time, the believers gather in the church.
他们没有汽车。你假如是在乡下，你住在乡下，你要主日要到耶路撒冷来聚会，相当不可能的。
They don't have automobiles, so if you live in the countryside and every week you need to come to Jerusalem and go into town for worship, that is too difficult.
所以我们看到在使徒行传里头。有钱的人 把房子的财产把它聚集起来啊，卖过了以后带到教会来，让教会来负责管理。
So we see in the time, in the book of Acts that those who are wealthy, they would consolidate their assets, they would sell it, and once they have the money, they would bring it to the church, and the money would be used to help those who are in need.
所以当时的教会跟今天的教会所有的责任是不同的。
And so the church during the biblical times and the church today feel different needs and have different responsibilities.
所以今天的教会多半把这些帮助啊信徒的这些工作都推到这个政府跟社会去了。
Today the churches often give the responsibility of the needy to the government or to charities.
是在当时没有钱的人信徒只有跑到教会来求教会来帮助。
But during that biblical times, if you are a church member and you have needs, you have nowhere else to go but to come to the church for help.
所以很多人以为在这个使徒的时代教会是共产主义。
And so some people look at the early churches during the time of the apostles, they say the church functioned like a communistic organization.
他们把家产卖了然后送到教会来，教会替他们分出来给有需要的人。
Everybody sells their possessions, and then they give the money to the church, and the church is responsible for dividing up the money for the people.
所以毛泽东学了不少这个教会里的这事情。
And so Mao Zedong learned about how churches function.
真是这个样子，我不是在讲笑话。
It truly is the case. I'm not joking.
毛泽东在这一方面是很聪明的。
毛泽东 was very smart.
但是唯一不同的是基本上的不同。
Of course, there is a one distinction, and this is a fundamental distinction.
教会的共产是以爱做根本的。
The church does share as a community, but the sharing is based off of love.
共产党那个时候的这个叫什么，他们是公社。这种啊，毛泽东曾经学过这个东西，结果没成功。
And within the Chinese communism, Mao Zedong tried to establish something called the community, commune.
Yeah, commune.
And he tried to use that, and never worked.
因为大家都不肯做事。
Because no one wanted to work.
一般的这种公社是以自私出发的。
Because when you establish a commune, the motivation for that is actually selfish.
吃起来大家都是我吃的要比你多，做起事情来大家都不肯。
When it's time to eat, everyone wants to be the one who eats more than others, but when it comes to time to work, everyone wants to work less than the person next to them.
所以公社是行不通的。
So this commune idea does not work.
但是教会里头在当初是推行的很美的。
But in the early churches, this type of communistic living worked.
但是它的资源是太有限。
But the resources was just very limited.
所以保罗他在各地宣教的时候，一方面也呼吁这些外邦的信徒他们奉献来帮助耶路撒冷的教会。
And that is why Paul, as he is traveling around the region, establishing churches and planting churches, he would encourage the believers, not only the Jewish believers, but the Gentile believers to also make contributions to help the believers in the Middle East.
当时宣教的这些弟兄姊妹们他们也完全依靠当地教会的奉献。
And those brothers and sisters who are involved in missions during the time, their sole support and supply comes from the local church in which they're ministering to.
因此上亚波罗跟希腊他们要离开这个克里里到其他地方去的时候 保罗说,
And so, as Zenas and Apollos are getting ready to leave Crete, and getting ready to leave and to move on to their next mission field, Paul's instruction was for the local church to do all that they can so that they would lack nothing.
目的是让他们没有缺乏。
And so the purpose is so that they will have everything that they need going forward.
今天我们对于所谓itinerary preachers, 等他们到我们这里来讲过道，那么我们就给他一点所谓的honorarium.
And so that is why, that's how we handle the itinerant preachers, 或是去各处传道的牧者们。 What we do is when they come, we would also then give them honorarium for their service.
目的是一样的。
And that's the same, that's based off of the same reason.
但是做法不同了。
It's a different way in which we supply their needs.
但是我们也不必要回到初期的教会去跟他们做同样的事情。
But of course, we don't have to conform to exactly the same way that the early churches were handling a similar situation.
今天许多信主的人自己糊里糊涂的不知道教会的背景，就是啊，当初是这样子，我们也应该这个样子。So
today there are Christians who lack the proper understanding of the background of the historical church, and they say, well, that's how the early churches were functioning, and today in our churches we should do the same.
神给了我们一个头脑。
God gives us a mind.
神给了我们判断的能力。
God gives us discernment and the ability to make decisions.
所以我们在教会侍奉的必须要使用我们的头脑，使用我们判断的能力。
And so when we serve in the church, we need to use our mind and we need to use our ability to discern and judge.
对什么环境要有什么样子的侍奉。
In a given circumstances and environment, how ought we best to serve God?
我们只有一个原则。
There is only one principle.
我们要不离开神的原则。
That is, we will not deviate from any of God's principles.
神的原则是什么？
What are God's principles?
爱人。
To love men.
爱神。
To love God.
所以我们无论做什么事情, 如今也好,2000年前也好, 只有一个原则, 就是我们都要按照神的爱心,弟兄姊妹的爱心来做事。
And so whatever we do, there is only one principle. Whether it is the church today, whether it is the church 2,000 years ago, everything we do must be out of loving our fellow men and out of loving our God.
从前也好,今天也好, 做一个基督徒, 最怕就是自私自利。
Whether it is in the past or it is for today, the worst thing that could happen to a Christian is to conduct his or her life selfishly.
不要一天到晚只想到我要活得怎么样子好,怎么样舒服。
If all we are concerned about is how comfortable we can live our lives,
神的心意是要他的儿女们互相帮助,大家都可以
Because the heart of God is that we help one another so that we can all enjoy a good life.
因此上保罗要提多特别对访问的希拿跟这个亚波罗要给他们补助。
And that is why Paul gave specific instruction to help those who are traveling, that is Zenas and Apollos.
亚波罗在圣经里的 好多地方都提过。
We know of Apollos because his name is mentioned in many passages in the scripture.
我们在使徒行传里的提到这个以弗所哥林多的时候就会提到亚波罗。
We see his name mentioned in the book of Acts. We see his name mentioned in Ephesians as well as Corinthians.
但是希腊这个人是什么人我们不知道。
But we don't know anything else about Zenas.
我们甚至不知道到底他干什么事。
We don't even know exactly what he did.
这里称他是希腊是一个律师。
Here it says he is a lawyer.
这个律师啊，这个 我们有一个问题，因为这个律师可能有两种身份。
Well, we cannot be certain about what it means that he's a lawyer, because being a lawyer in that time could mean two things.
第一，可能他是当时罗马法庭的一个诉讼人 ，litigator。
Number one, he could be a litigator who works in the courts of the Roman Empire.
这种人也称为律师。
Those people are called lawyers.
但是另外还有一种人在新约里头到处都成律师。
But there's another type of people who are called lawyers throughout the New Testament.
就是摩西律法的专家们。
That is the people who are learned in the Mosaic laws.
所以所有的文士他们都是律师。
So all the scribes, they are considered as lawyers.
因为文士是要研究律法、解释律法的。
Because the scribes are tasked to study and understand the laws of Moses.
这位希腊到底是一个 litigator, 是一个诉讼的人呢，还是一个这个摩西律法的专家，我们不能够肯定。
So whether Zenas was a litigator in the court of the Roman Empire, or he was a scribe who is well versed in the Mosaic law, that cannot be determined.
不管怎么样，他是个教会的弟兄。
But regardless, he is a brother who serves in the church.
我们就有责任要去帮助他。
And so we, as believers, have the responsibility to supply his needs.
那么至于克里里教会的一般的肢体怎么样呢？
Well, what about the congregations in Crete?
这是第十四节说的，我们的人要学习正经事业。
That is what is referred to in verse 14. Paul says, our people must learn to devote themselves to do what is good.
那小字讲到要学习行善。
And the Chinese translation translates doing good as having proper jobs.
那么在圣经里都是讲到的做好事。
When the Bible mentions anything as doing what is good,
都是讲到一个人顺从圣灵的带领，有美好的见证生活。
It always speaks of a person who lives their a person who lives his or her life according to the will of God, and that they bear good testimony before all men.
因为他这样子的生活是合乎神心意的生活。
Because such a life is a life that is according to God's heart.
合乎神心意跟原则的事情，我们都可以叫它善事。
So, in general, anything that is in accordance to God's principles or it is in accordance to God's will, that is called good.
一个人信了耶稣之后，他对好坏的标准就要改变。
A person, after he or she becomes a Christian, they should now immediately have a proper discernment as to what is good and what is evil.
他不再有自由去随便讲这个是好的，这个是坏的。
No longer does that person have the freedom to say, I decide what is good and what is bad.
他只有一个标准。
There's only one principle that this
person has. 就是神的标准。
That principle is God's principle.
合乎神心意的是好。
If it is according to God's will, it is good.
跟神的原则不合就是坏。
If it is against God's principles, then it is bad or evil.
所以我们要问问自己，是不是我是采取这样子的标准来断定事情的好坏。
So we need to ask ourselves, is that the same principle in which we use to discern what is good and what is bad?
从前我在不信的时候认为好的，现在可能是坏的。
When I was an unbeliever, what I considered once was good, now I may consider it as bad.
从前跟朋友们出去花天酒地，认为这个生活真是好啊。
Before, I spend time with my friends and we go out and party, and I think that that's a great, wonderful life.
如今你是个基督徒，那个就变成坏。
But today,I have become a Christian, that lifestyle is bad.
因为你在浪费光阴。
Because I'm wasting my life.
你是所教都不是好人。
And all the friends I have and interact with, they are not good people.
你们不信的人不要难过。
Well, if you are an unbeliever, don't feel too bad.
我的所谓好跟坏，你是信的，你就是好人；你不信的，你就是坏人。
For me, as a believer, if you believe what is good, then it is good. If you do not believe, then of course it is bad.
因为这是神的标准。
This is God's standard.
神没有什么说啊，这个人可能好，可能坏。
God never looks at a person and say, well, this person could be good and he could be bad.
你不听从他的，你不按照他走的，你就是坏人。
If you do not follow God's words and you do not want to conform to his will, then you are bad.
那么你说神这样子似乎太霸道了。
Maybe you say, well, God is just, he is like a dictator this way.
但是神他只有一个标准。
But for God, he has only one principle, one standard.
我们可以把坏的好的随便来叫。
We can call anything good and we can call anything bad.
但神他不能够像我们一样的说这个是好的，这个可能好的。神没有这样子的自由。
But God does not have the freedom to say this could be bad or could be good depending on the situation.
这个就是神跟人不同的一个地方。
This is the difference between God and man.
我们人可以按照情况按照这个地点其他的原因来改变我们的标准。
We may change our standards based on circumstances and based on a relative situation we're in.
神只有一个标准。
God has only one standard.
他定了以后永远不变。
And once it is established, it will never change.
所以我们跟神打交道的话，我们要明白神的特性。
So if we want to have a relationship with God, we need to understand God's character.
神不会跟我们讨价还价的。
God will not negotiate with us.
这个不是他的性格。
Because this is not in his attribute.
他讲他要你这个，他要你百分之百的。
If he says this is what he requires, he will require that from you 100% of the time.
你给他99%，他都说不足。
If you give him 99%, he will still say it's not enough.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要对神的性格要有个正确的认识。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have a proper understanding of God's characters.
神愿意我们每一个人都做好人。
God wants every single one of us to be good.
神不轻看不好的人。
And God does not look down on people who are not good.
神爱这个反对他的人。
God loves those who oppose him.
但是神绝对不会改变他对你的评价。
But he will not change his judgment on you.
你到圣经里去翻，不信的人，他就叫你罪人。
If you look at the scripture, the Bible calls those who does not believe sinners.
今天还有许多人讲，我犯了什么罪啊？我又没有，我甚至于没有拿过人家一点东西。这个当然不可能是真的了。
Today, there are people who says, what sin have I committed? I've never even taken anything from anyone else. Of course, that kind of a statement cannot be true.
对神来讲，你不是义人就是罪人。
To God, you're either righteous or you're a sinner.
没有个说是，哎呀，你也算不错了，这个不是神。
There's no such thing as you may be an okay person. That would not be God's rhetoric.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要做神的儿女，你就必须要做善事。
So brothers and sisters, if you want to be a child of God, you must do good.
善事就是他认为美好的。
And doing good is what God considers as good.
教会里面有多种的需要。
There are many needs in the church.
传道人是没有办法应付一切的需要的。
The preacher cannot be the sole person who can supply all the needs in the church.
因此上，信主的人必须也应该奉献个人所有的恩赐。
And that is why each individual believer must also offer their own individual talents from God or gifts from God to serve.
我感谢主，在我们教会最近不断的有人来。
That We have many new people joining our church in the recent time.
这是一个很好的现象。
This is a very wonderful, situation.
让我们感受到神的祝福。
That we feel God's blessing on this church.
但是我看到的在教会里的侍奉的人很少很少。
However, I see that those who are involved with the service in the church are still only very few.
我讲句不好听的话，到教会来的多半还是为了自私的原因。
If I say something that is unpleasant, most people still come to church today for their own selfish reasons.
为了自己，换句话说。
In other words, you came for yourself.
而一个真正信主的人到教会来是为神来的。
A true believer comes to church for God.
你除了神以外还有什么理由要到教会来？
Aside from God, what other reasons do you have to come to the church?
还有什么比神更宝贵的礼物一个教会可以送给你？
What other gifts can the church give you besides already the best gift, which is God himself?
假如你到教会来，你没有得到真正的礼物，你也是浪费了你的光阴。
If you come to church and you did not receive the best gift, then you're wasting your time.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们不要忘记你在教会来不是为了你来是为了神。
So brothers and sisters and friends, please remember, you come to church not for yourself, it should be for God.
不是到这里来拿什么乃是到这里来奉献什么。
You do not come to say and ask, what can I receive from the church? Rather, you come to ask, what else can I give and offer to God?
我知道了。已经有些人肚子里现在又朱长老又来要我们奉献了。
I know some of you may say, Elder Chu wants us to give more offering now.
很坦白地跟弟兄姊妹讲，你奉献不奉献，我一点都不在意。
But just to say it plainly, brothers and sisters, friends, whether you give offerings or not, I could care less.
那不奉献的人说，你这个讲大话，人都不奉献，你教堂不要关门了。
Some people may say, well, you're just having some rhetoric here because if no one offers, then you have to close the church.
弟兄姊妹，教会在这个地方不是因为我们奉献几个钱。
Brothers and sisters, the church is established here not because we gave some offering.
教会存在的目的是要彰显神的荣耀，把神的爱给这里宣扬出来。
The church is established so that God may be glorified and so that the gospel may be preached in this neighborhood.
不信神的人请你们不要以为啊，这个教会在此地就等于做生意一样是希望能够发财。
Those of you who are unbelieving, don't think that the church is established as a business so that money can be made.
弟兄姊妹朋友们你问问自己自从你来到这个教会有没有人跑到你面前来你奉献没有
Brothers and sisters and friends, ask yourself, of all the times that you've been to this church, has anyone ever come to you and asked, have you given your offering?
假如有这样子我很想知道。
If that took place, I want to know.
奉献是因为你自己为了爱神你要奉献。
Offering is done because from the depth of your heart, you have a desire to give to God.
你不是为神的奉献，这种奉献对教会来讲是没有任何的意义。
Any offering that is given without the intention of giving it to God, that amount is meaningless to the church.
所以每个信主的人应该要奉献个人所有的恩赐。
And so every believer ought to offer the gifts that they've received from God.
那些已经信主人说，我觉得我没有恩赐嘛。
Well, some Christians here may say, well, I don't have any gifts.
弟兄姊妹，神在圣经里的讲，他每个人都赐了恩赐。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that the Bible says that God has given each and every one of you a gift?
至少神给了你足够的恩赐可以跑到教会来啊。
At least God gave you enough gifts or grace so that you can come to church.
你既然来到教会，为什么不替神做一些事啊？
Well, if you can't show up at the church, why aren't you doing anything for God at the church?
你不需要神给你个 billion, 然后再奉献向你的放两张票子。
You don't have to wait till God gives you $1 billion before you can put a few bills in the offering box.
这是我从前做的事情，希望现在你们不是学我那个样子。
That's how I was. I hope none of you follow my example in the past.
我想你们还记得，我从前去教会是$2.50。
I think you remember, before, when I go to church, I will always prepare a quarter.
因为这个东西值$2.50。
Because the church bulletin printing costs a quarter.
所以我要让教会不舍本给他$2.50。
I don't want to take advantage of the church, so I pay the quarter for the printing of the bulletin.
请你相信神不在乎这$2.50。
Please be certain that God doesn't care about the quarter.
我们假如啊这个关心神的教会，我们很自然的会奉献。
If we care about the church living, we naturally will want to offer.
这样子，他们就能够结出各种属灵的果子来。
By doing so, there will be, they will live productive lives.
我们每一个在教会里的聚会的人，都应该结果子。
Every single person who lives in the church should be productive.
什么叫做果子？
What are they to produce?
是从新生命产生的性格跟行为。
It is the character and the behavior and the conduct that results from the new life.
你假如是一个得救的人，你有一个新的生命。
If you are a saved person, you have a new life.
一个新的生命必然会结果子的。
And a new life will naturally be productive and bear fruit.
这个是很自然的一件事情。
This is natural.
包括一个人对不信的人有见证。
This may include a testimony you would have before an unbeliever.
以及圣灵所结的果子。
And it could include the fruit of the Spirit.
这个是在加拉太书第五章二十二节二十三节那里所说到的圣灵在我们身上所谓的九种表现。
Of course, this is in reference to Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 and 23, the nine manifestations of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
这是很自然的出来的。
This is something that should be naturally produced.
因为生命必然会结果子。
Because a life will produce.
一个不结果子的生命是什么？是一个死的生命。
A life that does not produce is a dead life.
所以我们在教会里头是要结果子。
And so in the church we must produce and bear fruit.
应该结果子，必然会结果子。
Because naturally it produces, so it must produce.
我们教会里头有很多有恩各种恩赐的人。
We have many brothers and sisters in our church who are very gifted.
假如不是因为自私的缘故，他们不参加侍奉。
If it isn't for their selfishness,Why would they not participate in service?
有些可能太谦卑了。
Maybe some are just too humble.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉神不需要谦卑的。
Brothers and sisters, you do not be humble when it comes to service.
你吃饭到饭厅里就应该谦卑。
When you're going to have lunch, you should humble yourself.
我最喜欢，你们注意，我在饭厅里头都是坐在角落上在看。
Well, maybe you noticed, maybe you didn't. But when I go sit in the dining hall, I like to sit in the corner and observe.
我对这个看着人去吃饭呢很有兴趣。
I love looking at people when they're going for their lunch.
我从他们
I can have a good understanding of the person based on the way they go about having their lunch.
假如你注意的话, 有少数人永远是站在对的前面。
If you pay attention, you'll notice that several people, there are people, a group of people who are always in the front of the line.
这是他精力最充沛的时刻。
And you see that they're most energetic when it comes to lunch.
好的东西绝不容他人先去沾手。
If there's something that is good, I would not let anyone else get it before I do.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 神给了你的恩赐,你为什么不用?
So brothers and sisters, if God does give you gifts, why aren't you using them?
这个教会需要有人奉献啊。
This church needs people to offer.
不是讲奉献,不是钱啊。 讲奉献是讲你的人啊。
When I ask for offering, I'm not asking about money, monetary offering. I'm asking about your life.
我们这一百两百人的一个教会，侍奉的人只是十几二十个而已啊。Our
church, we have almost a couple hundred people, but we only have maybe a few dozen people serving.
因为 许多侍奉的人并不觉得他要侍奉。
Because many people who are being served in this church do not think that they need to serve others.
并不是欢喜快乐的侍奉。
And when they serve, they don't serve with joy and gladness.
你要侍奉, 你要把侍奉看作是一个喜乐。
If you want to serve, you need to see service as a joy.
认为是一个机会。
You need to see it as an opportunity.
是你 表现成你对神的爱的敬畏的那种心。
It is an opportunity for you to show that you have such a love and fear and reverence to God.
人家对你的看法,对你的说法不重要。
Doesn't matter how others see you or doesn't matter how others comment about you.
我讲这个话,因为有些弟兄姊妹,哎呀,不肯侍奉。 我就是这个不侍奉啊，所以被人家讲，就是既然啊被人家讲，那我就干脆就不做。Because
I've heard of this from brothers and sisters before. Why don't you serve? Well, I don't want to serve because once I start serving, others may have comments about the way I serve. So since I don't want any of those comments, I don't want to serve.
弟兄姊妹，你忘掉了我刚才讲的。 你到教会来是为着神啊。
Brothers and sisters, did you forget what I mentioned earlier? You come to church for God.
你不是为着任何的人。
You do not come to church for any person.
你的心是对着神。
Your heart is towards God.
神知道你付上的代价, 神明白你心中的思念。
God will know the price you paid. God will know the thoughts in your heart.
所以你要借 善事的果子啊,
that is why you must bear the fruit of good deeds.
神需要你, 教会需要你。
God wants you and the church needs you.
你自己更需要你。
And you need yourself the most.
记得这句话, 弟兄姊妹。
Remember these words, brothers and sisters.
你需要你自己。
You need yourself.
因为 你呈现在神面前的样子是真正的你。
Because how you are before God, that is your true self.
求神常常能够提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us often.
我常常觉得自己出口笨舌,话讲不尽。
I often regret that I am not eloquent with words, and I cannot express things clearly. Sometimes I wish I can just dig out my heart and present it to you. Or maybe I would ask God for words so that I may know how to properly express what is in my heart.
总而言之一句话, 我们是为神而活的。
But all in all, it is this that we live for God.
时时刻刻要想。
We need to be mindful of this always.
每一件事情要想。
Every single thing that we do, we need to be mindful.
我这样子做，我这样子说，合乎神的心意吗？
If I do this, if I say this, would that please God?
不要忘记这个。
Do not forget that.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这段时间。
Father, we thank you for this time that you've given us.
让我们明白教会里面到底是什么。
That you help us to clearly understand what is the church.
教会是你所爱的。
The church is loved by you.
教会里面每一个人都是你所爱的。
You love every single person in the church.
也是你的爱子的宝血所赎买的。
And every single person are purchased by the precious blood of your son.
我们每一个人都欠了你的债。
We all owe you a debt.
你盼望我们能够转回来爱你。
You want us to repent and come back to you and to love you.
因为爱你也就是真正的爱自己。
Because if we love you, then we've truly loved ourselves.
求主常常把这个话来提醒我们。
Help us to be reminded of this always.
愿你荣耀你自己。
May you glorify yourself.
这样祷告靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.